Blog Talk Radio.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin.
Connection. This is Antoinette. Thank you for joining us at this late hour. For those that will be catching this in a later time, we have Dr. Randy Short with us tonight, and he has breaking news that has not hit the papers yet. So, Dr. Short, when you're ready, I'm here for you.
Oh, it's in the papers already, but what isn't in the papers? Is inside analysis, because I was in the courtroom, and the person that's in this article, I had identified as a person with a conflict of interest. And I warned them that this person would be against them, and that it's very obvious, but this is what I wanted. Let me just read some of this to you so we can be on one page. Now, I know a lot of people in your audience are dead in the wool, Democrat. And I always say to people, I'm for God and I'm for godly people, in particular godly people that happen to be black and of Aboriginal American descent, which is another way of saying, you know, black people here in the United States. And I guess I like humanity in general, but start somewhere, start with your own brothers and sisters. And one of the people who is not black was a friend of mine who isn't not a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination. It's none other than the Roger Stone, famous to some, infamous to others. But in our journey in life, you meet all kinds of people. In my journey, I was very concerned what 9 years ago about the takedown of the Libyan government by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and others. And what came to a head was that I was there twice in Libya, and as well, my pastor went and people were trying to kill him. I had a premonition of this. His name is Walter Edward Fauntroy, congressman, Washington, D.C. for 20 years and was the Washington SCLC president and liaison to President Kennedy and Johnson for Martin Luther King, since we're in Black History Month. And what many people don't know is that Hillary Clinton and others had some sort of program, from what we understand, that was meant to take out Walter Fauntroy. And Walter Fauntroy, you have to understand, my family has been in Washington, depending on which branch, anywhere from 200 to the better part of, supposing in about 90 years, depending on which branch of the family. So, I mean, if you look in the census here, under certain names that are my folks, my people, they were here in 1800. So, 220 years ago, I had family at what's now called the District of Columbia. And actually had people in Virginia and Maryland, early 1600s. That's talking about the recent arrivals, the Africans and the Europeans. If we talk about the Aboriginal, I mean, which are black people, some of them too, Powhatan, Pamunkey, Piscataqua. These are indigenous roots of mine that are here. All of that to say that it goes back a long ways. But Roger Stone, I met him, and part of why I was glad to meet him was that, as I was saying to you, my family goes back with Walter Fauntroy's family to the 1930s in terms of relationship. My grandfather was friends to Walter Fauntroy's father. Walter Fauntroy is 85, but going on, I think he just turned 84, 85. No, he's not in his 90s. He's got to be no more than 84, 85 years. I'll be able to tell you in 1 second. And I don't correct you on your show to be cute. Just so we're straight on, it's Walter Edward Fauntroy.
Yeah.
His birthday was February the 5th or 6th, because my birthday was February 9th, just a couple of days ago. Walter Fauntroy, I'm thinking he's got to be 84, 85. Let's see. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm certain of this. He's not 90, Walter Fauntroy. And I'll have it for you 1 second. His birthday is February 6th. And he is 87 years old. Not 90.
87.
Almost.
He's close to 90. Yes. His brother just got out of the hospital yesterday.
Okay, well, I hadn't heard from him in a minute. So,
his brother, Bill, the one that was a Tuskegee Airman, he just got out of the hospital yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know the other one. I went to school with the Fauntroy kids. See, I used to live on Bryant Street. And you know how D.C. Is organized by alphabet. So, you have. Starts off with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, because there's no J Street in D.C., K, L, M, N, O, P, and it goes all the way up to Z. And then you do one-syllable streets, like, you know, and then you get to two syllables. So I lived on Bryant, and they lived on Channing. the very next street, one block over. And so that's where Ray Fauntroy, the brother of Walter and the surviving Tuskegee Airmen brother, lived.
Yeah.
Now, check this out.
Uh-huh.
I was very angry about what happened with Fauntroy and what was going on with him. In fact, he was in almost hiding. And I wanted to raise hell about what had happened in Libya as well as what had happened to Fauntroy. You need to know Fauntroy was my pastor for a short period of time.
Was he?
And Fauntroy's brother, I think the one that's a Tuskegee Airman, was my father's camp counselor. My father's like 5 years old. To show you how crazy this stuff is of who's what to whom. So that's almost like that goes all the way back. And so you try to kill someone that's close to us. I don't know. I'm sort of petty. You hurt mine. I want to do something back to you. I haven't been a very good Christian in terms of just letting stuff go. If you mess with mine, I just feel like somebody should do something back to you. Then you won't do it anymore. But that's not what I'm supposed to think. But, God, it's sometimes more convenient to hold grudges than to just let stuff go. We've been letting stuff go 400 years. We need to hold on to a couple of things. And not just genitalia. Anyway.
Okay.
What happened? I met Roger Stone through Dr. Jerome Corsi, and since the time there's been some fallout between the two of them, but I'm still in touch with both. I don't get in the middle of whatever it is that's got them at odds. But the reason I met with them was I really can't stand Hillary Clinton. Okay, I mean, I lose sleep about her. I mean, she looks like a nightmare, and the record is a nightmare as well. And back in 2016, because I did not want Hillary to win, after I thought about what had been done, because I had some friends in Libya. I don't know if they're alive. I haven't heard from them. I assume they're all dead. So you had to walk around and think everybody's been, like, killed that you knew. And you see Hillary on TV, that stuff makes you mad. You know, over and over again, you just see her, and she's smiling. Yeah. And I'm thinking about people being shot up, blown up. That was just was wrong.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wonder why I was supporting Trump. It had a lot to do with Libya. And, of course, I have roots in Haiti. And a concern for Haiti and what the Clintons did to Haiti, that's just another thing. It's just, you know, what Obama did when the earthquake happened. And also, you know, I'm like pissed. And when I would talk to certain people, they wouldn't hear you. Like, I'm telling you, the Roman Martin people like that, they don't want to hear this stuff. They don't really care about what's hurting black folks. And I said, you know what, at least for political reasons, I could probably talk to some Republicans just because they want Trump elected. They might be willing to do something, if nothing else, expose the slavery and the mass rape and the genocide that had gone on in Haiti, Libya, and West Papua. And the person
I'm concerned about the children that they took. So remember the children that they took from Haiti, those children, the last time that I talked with Dr. Shula, I need you to help me with her name. Yes, thank you.
Israeli.
They still haven't gotten them children back.
Yeah, they've done all kinds of this. The Clintons did this. All this, you know. So one of the people that helped expose what was going on in Haiti, West Papua, and Libya was, and what happened to Walter Fauntroy was Roger Stone. And I found him to be an okay person. And I don't even care whether people love me, hate me, love my people, hate my people. But if you'll do something to at least expose a wrong for whatever motivation and you keep your word on it, given, like I said, I went to black folk. They turned their back on me over black people being exterminated. Okay. This is something that a lot of people who are not active involved they have not had this experience of going to people who could do small things, and they don't really care if folk are being wiped out. It just doesn't matter. It can really make you very angry.
Yes, it can.
And angry enough to work with someone that's Republican because you can't talk to anyone that's Democrat. Not that I want those two choices. I would say, where's the Black Party? I'd go. I'm affiliated in some ways with folks that are connected to Garvey thing. I'm trying to find out where the Black folks stand up. You can't find them. And so just
remember when you were starting the coffee party? Or not starting, being involved with the coffee party.
Yeah, I was willing, but again, you'd be amazed. I won't go long. There are real issues there. I'll simply say my heart was in the right place. I'm not trying to rip off, take advantage, or exploit people. I don't have an extensive record of having wronged or done people wrong. And I'll say it to you like that. I have to work with people that at least come to you transparent.
Yeah.
And it's not something else that you don't see. And I can say this, and I'm not going to say where, but I don't have a record of taking sexual liberties with a child. And I can't work
I'm
with
glad
parties.
You don't.
That are, well, exactly. So I can't work with anything that is corrupt, criminal in its orientation, with violent women or children. I'm out. I don't care who you are. Okay, so I'm very willing to work with us, but us got a whole lot of baggage. Now, let me move right along. Of course, Trump won. People were very angry about that. One of the things that happened during the campaign that upset people was that I got with Bill Clinton's black son and we exposed Hillary.
You
did a good job. I have no regrets. But about a year or so ago, I think on January, with all this so-called Russia stuff, and a lot of stuff is just bull. I mean, they lost. They lost, and they didn't think they'd lose, and they haven't been able to deal with that. And in a nutshell, they decided that they're trying to find someone that they could blame. And Roger was initially the campaign manager for the Trump campaign at the very beginning, and that didn't last. We all know that Roger's home got raided January 20th, 2018. I think it's 2018. I think it's been a year. It was February. It's sometime February 2019 that they raided his home. And the year anniversary is coming up. Literally, if it's not February, it's January. The anniversary of them raiding his home was in January. I think it was January last year. And it's just passed. And they did all kinds of stuff. And the whole court thing is about claiming that they allege that Roger got information from the Russians that did things to disrupt the U.S. elections. They had no evidence. I sat in for the trial last year, I think in November, like a week, a two-week trial, okay?
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you, from the very get-go, when I saw the jury pool, I was amazed. It was like about like 95% white. D.C. is still about half black. If it's not 51%, it's definitely 49% black. But the jury pool was like very, 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 very white. And when they whittled all the jurors down, there was this black woman who had her hair cut short. She had a funky attitude, you could tell, with big earrings. And my nickname for her was Buddha.
Okay, we know you're good with the names. You're good with giving people nicknames.
Buddha was not cool. Buddha did not like him. You could see Buddha just glaring in hatred towards the man, towards Stone. You know, I get it, he's white, you hate him, but your job as a juror is to find out what are the facts of the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Roger was found guilty on all 7 counts. What he was really charged for was threatening a witness and obstructing justice and so forth. And I need to tell you, when we were in the courtroom, just there is no sense that anything was fair there. It felt like an execution. And you could see that they literally, there were people on the jury who shouldn't have been there, but the judge, her name is Judge Berman Jackson. She hates Stone, and she's an Obama appointee. And what you learn a lot of these courts is that just the people, they're not even trying to make it look like they're fair. And what happened, he got convicted. They didn't even do the trial like they didn't even deliberate a couple of days. I think they did it like 2 days, and then they quickly just, you know, But if you were there in the trial, you realize they didn't really have anything. But it just was made up. And even the person that he was supposed to threaten asked them not to sentence him to jail. He didn't think it would come to that, and so forth, so forth, so forth. But look, bringing up this last week, because his sentencing date is February the 20th, which is in, 8 days?
Well, 7 today. It's after 12, so it's the 13th now.
So it's the 13th and 7 days. Now, the judges had him under a gag order and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember that he was under a gag order.
And this, that, and the other, and so forth. But within the last couple of weeks, the judge tried to, she came with some BS to try to say, she wanted to know if he had violated the gag order. To make sure that they could just get him. And there was nothing there. And then there's something else that happened. And then the Justice Department released what they wanted for him was 7 to 9 years in jail. And President Trump hit the roof and began tweeting and denouncing it. And the Attorney General Burr has taken over, and they're going to reduce that, and folks are crazy. But what happened, the prosecutorial team and one of the FBI witnesses who was supposed to get a promotion, she didn't get it. Trump, pulled her card. And then the prosecutorial team was mad. They weren't fair. It was all a setup. They all resigned to hide what they had done, which was, you know, was complete BS. Like, they knew that some of these people in the jury are frauds. And what came out just this morning, or actually late last night, was a situation wherein the 4-person on Roger Stone's jury has an extensive anti-Trump social media post. And she defends the prosecution of the Department of Justice. Now, what you're told when you're on a jury, you're not supposed to talk to anyone about it. You're not supposed to post anything. You're supposed to not be biased. You're not supposed to be involved in anything. And it turns out she's placed in all kinds of stuff. She's run for the school board in Memphis. She's a radical Democrat. She hates Trump. She thinks Trump is a Klansman. All of this stuff, right? Now, there's some evidence that Trump's grandfather was a Klansman, and what people need to understand is when Trump's grandfather was a Klansman in America, we had 5 or 6 million people in the Ku Klux Klan. I'm not even saying that that's good, but I am saying
that that definitely is not a good thing.
But there were so many people in that organization back then. Of course, I can't stand the Klan, but I'm not even saying I'm into dude's grandfather or his dad. But that's what you can prove. You can prove that his grandfather was a Klansman, but you can't say he's one if you can't prove it, and you're posting this stuff, and you're making statements online, and this dummy didn't estimate a thing that somebody would look up because people were researching the jury pool. And so she's been busted. Her name is Tamika. Let me pull up her name. And I'll read this. Former Memphis School Board President.
Dr. Joe, can you cite what paper you're reading this from?
This is from Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Former Memphis City School Board President. Now, you put a person political like that on a jury? They didn't know anything about this? And she's the foreman of the jury? Y'all didn't check these people out? Again, former Memphis City Schools Board President Tamika Hart revealed yesterday, that she was the person of the jury that convicted former Trump advisor Roger Stone on obstruction charges last year, and soon afterwards, her history of Democratic activism and her anti-Trump left-wing social media posts came to light. Hart even posted specifically about the Stone case before she voted to convict, as she retreated in an argument mocking those that considered Stone's dramatic arrests and a pre-dawn raid by federal tactical teams to be excessive force. She didn't think that that's excessive force to go to anybody's house that's unarmed in their 60s with a machine gun.
No.
That's not excessive. I don't care if you're black or white. I wouldn't want anyone to do that. To yank somebody's wife out of the house, half undressed, with guns pointed at your head. Do black folks?
Well, they do that every day.
What I'm trying to say
doesn't make it right, but they do it.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't like it. It's excessive every day it does. If we make it legit for everybody to be raided and shot up like that, trust us, they'll do it to white folk. We can just hang it up because we know what we're going to get.
You got that right, yeah.
It's not so much that I'm crying over someone who is not black getting raided, but it's because I'm very clear that if you can start doing this stuff to anybody whenever you want to, as often as you want to, if they did that to him, who's friends to the president, what could they do to you? What could they do to you or me when they want to? What they're not already doing to you or me that they want to. And if it's because I don't like your point of view or I don't like who you voted for, then I've literally set a precedent that anybody that's a political, that has political difference, can get attacked in their home, framed, and put in jail. Now, things happen. But that would mean we've already been through this. This is what this Voting Rights Act barely enforced is all about. We've already had people murdered, bombed, shot. But, you know, it's by people. What if state people, the government could come to your house and raid you because someone doesn't like what you think or feel? We need to be very careful. I know a lot of our folks get very, very smug and say, well, that happens to us, which it does, more than anybody else. But we need to be like, use the sense that you want to make certain that it doesn't happen at all. Or at least it happens infrequently to people like yourself. But this Tamika Hart did all these posts while the trial's going on. Let me just tell you, I sat through the trial. And the judge over and over and over and over again pleaded with the people, don't post anything, don't read anything, don't write anything, don't talk to anyone about this. And these people took an oath. So do you understand, for all the folks who are celebrating, they've been saying that Trump is like violating the courts because he's been tweeting and complaining about how this case was done. And it would be, unfortunately, a black person that's involved in basically violating their oath of duty as a juror. I think Dude's going to get another trial, or if not, be completely pardoned by Trump. By the way, you need to know I've been fasting and praying about a range of things, but it's been inclusive of what I want for Mr. Stone because he's been very decent for me. And I would do the same thing for any black brother or sister. In fact, maybe more so. But you, where you find friends or associates, the persons that will work with them. Don't trip on what they look like.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to have people, you're going to have people that don't look like you that you're going to have to work with. You're going to find yourself having strategic partnerships with people who are different from you, who don't look like you, who may have an ideology you can't stand or have racist friends. I know black folk that hate black people. They may as well be Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm.
So this Tamika Hart has been caught. When we were on the jury, when we were participating in the trial, I was telling folks they didn't have one black man on the jury out of 14 people. They couldn't have one black man. And the one black guy that got close, he had a nose ring and an earring, so I knew. Mm-mm. These folks, they had literally picked a jury that would hate anybody that was conservative or anyone that's not pushing LGBTQ. This thing has gotten so crazy that it's a crime to not be gay in this country for certain folks.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting there.
I'm mad at your sexuality. I'm going to punish you if your sexuality isn't just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's acceptable, sister. I think that that's wrong. I think that we should be able to think and believe what we want to think and believe and not be subjected to, where somebody puts their members or who they're sleeping with at night, and that applies to people straight persecuted anymore than somebody persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that. But back to Stone.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I had told them, watch out for Buddha. Buddha don't like us. Buddha is mad. And it was a unanimous jury thing. But she was the foreman of the jury. And so I have every reason to believe she poisoned, because there were some black women on the jury. And you could see that there were certain things being said that they responded to. Like something that people don't know about Stone. What they don't know about Stone is that he, Stone, helped raise millions of dollars to fight against the Rockefeller laws in New York. These are some of the early mass incarceration laws, the Biden bill. I'm not talking about thousands, millions of dollars.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, like more than 15 to 16 to 17 years ago, not just before he got to trial, says, oh, my God, we'll be in jail with the homies. Let me do something so I can say I don't hate black folk. And that guy's my friend.
Yeah.
Far from perfect. But he's the person that's pushing for the Marcus Garvey pardon. When I told him Trump should pardon Assata Shakur and a whole bunch of people, that's, y'all want to see something that make black folks take a second look? Actually do some stuff we like. Let these damn Black Panthers out of jail. Let the black prisoners, the Republic of New Africa, what are these people doing in jail? Mutulu Shakur, what's he doing in jail all these years?
Mm-hmm.
And he was responsive. The sad thing is that he's been under the gun. So I know you're going to hear, oh, he's a coon, and why is he begging for the white man? No, not begging for him. I was thinking about what this gentleman could do, whether he loves black people or not. he and Trump have been friends 40-plus years.
Oh, okay.
If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were to get free, I'd be happy. I don't care who let him out. If it's the devil himself, he shouldn't be in jail. None of these people should be. And letting them out is only the beginning. These folks should get reparations, their families, all of this. These are the kind of discussions I have with people. I wish the other people, whenever they call themselves Republican or Democrat, would be for real. If they're in a position to lobby for something, for their people, to tell the damn truth. And so that's all I want to say. Tamika Hart is going down. Roger Stone is likely to get pardoned. People going. This is going to end up being some kind of Hollywood movie or production.
Yeah, probably.
And, oh my God, I'm going to be one of the characters in it.
Probably.
Anyway, yeah. All I want to say to you is this, run down the elections for you. I got a few minutes since you won't be on this show. New Hampshire and Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell y'all, politics these days is almost like what Malcolm X said. You know, he said it was the ballot or the bullet. Oh, in this instance, it's either the socialist or the sodomite, Bernie or Buttigieg, Biden, who looks like a anorexic Dracula with male pattern balding who's lost his Grecian formula and just for men. I mean, he must have left it in the store. I hope he had the receipt. He's not going to make it. He looks tired. Nobody likes him. Black people don't like him. We know about the Biden bill and how racist he is. He's out. Scumbag. You know, the Beatles had that song, Money Can't Buy You Love. Well, that's one devil. His money isn't going to buy him as much love as he thinks. When people find out about the stop and frisk madness and all the people that died, the boy that committed suicide in jail that had done nothing wrong, who was there for 3 years, Bloomberg is a monster. Mm. And the coons who in Congress who take money from him are going to get into trouble. Silly, promiscuous Michael Eric Dyson saying nice stuff about Bloomberg, it may get you paid, but it's also going to get you fade because no one's going to trust you running after Bloomberg. Now, who else? Oh, Clan Butcher, the woman from Minnesota. Her name is Clan Butcher. Clan Butcher is going to bomb in South Carolina. And Clan Butcher's probably going to bomb in Nevada. We don't need any feminists. Rocket Man, a.k.a. Is the Bitch Warren. First and foremost, baby, your chances in 2016. Now, I know having two ugly white women, both her and Hillary, would have really, like, messed people's opposition bill up. Having to buy new glasses from really having them break looking at two ugly women running at the same time. But be that as it may, she would have done better had she run then. It's too late. You know, what's that song? What's the woman used to sing? It's too late, baby. It's too late.
Oh, it's too late.
You really do think
it's too late?
Carol King. It's too late, baby. It's too late. And I really did try to make it. Something inside is died and can't hide it. We can't fake it. We don't like you. We don't like you. Okay. You're unattractive. You're unappealing. You're boring. You vacillate like your little bombed out hairdo that you have. And you've got more chins than a corona coming from China. All right. We don't want you. We don't like you. Okay. Go back to Massachusetts and keep faking being a $5 Indian. But you probably use two $3 bills and got a dollar change. You need to sit down. We don't like you. Hold on. Yin and Yang dropped out. Deval Patrick he thought he's going to be a midget Obama. Yes, you can sit your ass down. Yes, you can. And yes, you did. Bye. Don't want you. Okay. He's out. Yin and Yang is out. Hold on.
Okay.
Birkenstock Sandals, a.k.a. Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie, he's doing good, and he's got that sister that looks like Isaac Hayes with bad lipstick and earrings on, Nina Turner. She does look like Isaac Hayes, except she's still got some hair on her head.
I haven't been following it. I really don't know.
That's okay. Well, nobody wants to follow her. But anyway, Nina and them are doing a good job. Bernie is going to do okay for a minute, but they have to understand people down south don't like communism, okay? I grew up in a school where we were taught about communism all the time, but we heard about all day long. So the older people that vote, you know, the people who have catheters in up their penises, they don't want communism. And socialism is a step before communism for most people. So, you know, they do want everything free, in particular sex and food. But who's got that? No, you and I don't. So Bernie, he's gonna do okay in South Carolina, but you know, I'm not certain. Skumberg may throw some money at some nigga preachers. You know, black people will sell out for almost nothing. You know what? If he were to set up and give out Popeye sandwiches, cheap coon Negroes are nothing. It's scum. The chicken shit without flies. So Skumberg, we'll see. Maybe he bombed down there. Now, and let me see. And now we got to talk about Buttigieg. Now, you know Buttigieg. You know they manipulated stuff. In fact, the head of the Iowa Democratic Party quit. He's probably a queen. Probably they have him on video. Mess with Buttigieg, you know. Probably getting it on somewhere with somebody, maybe. Mm. You know, I'm questioning all important people's sexuality in the Democratic Party these days because of the policies they keep pushing. We're very curious. Even Tom Perez is kind of sweet. My cousin caught him up in Bethesda with another man, and when he spoke to him, he got angry and sneered at him, so he wasn't supposed to know who he was. Seems like you should have been in your hotel room instead of walking the border's books. I'm just saying. Now, moving right along. So Tom Perez is sweet, but the guy that I would stop. Now, you know that Buttigieg, we have to talk about Buttigieg. First and foremost, Buttigieg is in the Wall Street Journal.
He's married.
Buttigieg,
I did see the commercial. He's married to a man.
And he says that he's the wife in a relationship. So, so if you want to give to his campaign, you can give in kind since in preparation H and depends up there. He's going to need him one day. What I'm going to say about Buttigieg is that his campaign gave $22,000 to the company that developed the app that should be called the mishap app that messed up everything, and they're re-canvassing Iowa to see. Bernie got more votes but got the same number of delegates as Buttigieg. Now, what you need to know, and by the way, you know for computers, this is for software and all, they have a thing called the backdoor. And, you know, Buttigieg knows a little bit of backdoor because he's giving his backdoor to someone. So why would Buttigieg's campaign go through the backdoor and mess with the election so their guy could win? Oh, they're going to find this out. They're going to find it out. And Buttigieg is supported by Obama for all the coons that listen to your show, Sister Antoinette. For all the folks who like Obama, Obama is behind the sodomization of America, and if you support Obama, you are too. You want people to screw little kids like the dude, the one who likes to wear dresses like he's Dolly Parton, who wants to be on Sesame Street.
No, man, I want people to leave the children alone. Leave the babies alone.
No. It's now going to be called Sodomy Street. They're going to have drag
queens. I know, in California, they passed that where they can do that and not get get charged as a pedophile, and they don't have they don't have to register as a sex offender and stuff like that as a pedophile, which I think is terrible. That's just disgusting.
Pedophilia is social. It's a social objective of the Democratic Party. And if you're a black Democrat, you want our little kids to get screwed in the booty and in the jaws and everywhere else. You're just
no, I don't want them to get messed with at all. I'm not with no party. I am registered as an independent.
If you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, you're just as guilty as a child molester. You're going to facilitate it happening. That's like hand the person some Vaseline or cable eye jelly and send them in a little kid's room. That's what a lot of black folks are doing. It's disgusting. Let me get back to Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Obama one of them. And Buttigieg is in a relationship, political relationship with Lori Dykfoot, you know, the little ugly mayor of Chicago that has a white female husband that looks like Larry Bird from the Boston Celtics back in the 70s. Now, the gay people are all behind Buttigieg. And Buttigieg has, I mean, open them and looking at him. Whoopi Goldberg's looking at him. And, of course, he's a white man. She may try to turn him around just because she don't like brothers.
I think she's gay, too. From what I understand,
you
she's
think?
Gay, too. Well, I thought
you think?
Said that she was,
I didn't
she
say she was, but
she...
I'm just saying, but I think she's bi. But I just said, Whoopi, oh, my God, she looks like the octogenarian Medusa with them crazy dreads she's been like. I mean, she needs to make those
she
things
black.
She was
doing a show. She was doing a show about a 100-year-old woman, and so she was, you know, portraying her. So that's the reason why she had those dreads that were, you know, gray and stuff like that. Because
she looks like she's 100 years already. But anyway, let me move on and just say to you that Buttigieg worked with Dykfoot. Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago because of the Obama and Rambo or Scambo machine. And it's a gay machine run by gay Jewish billionaires, in particular the Pritzker family. Governor Pritzker is the queen. Pritzker was one of Obama's patrons. There's a group of 40 gay billionaires or pro-gay billionaires that are funding Buttigieg the same way they got Obama elected. Buttigieg is a contender. Don't sleep. It doesn't matter whether he, you know, has jelly babies come out his rear end after all this stuff comes out. What matters is who's putting money on the table for him to be president. And he just raised $25 million in one day. Nobody else is raising money like that. And I don't know if he wore a thong in front of his benefactors, but he's getting paid like a hooker.
Well, that's because he's pushing that gay agenda. He's just coming right out with it, and that just seems to be the tune.
I said there are 40 billionaires that are pushing the gay agenda, and he's their man. They don't want Biden.
They don't want Biden.
They want Booty.
Yeah.
So Booty did well in Iowa. They rigged it for him. He came in a close second place in New Hampshire, and. South Carolina can be a little tricky because Buttigieg don't like black men, probably because we have bigger things or because he couldn't get the bigger thing. And that's the problem. Now, there are various issues. One issue is if the CBC and the black Democratic machine in South Carolina get enough money from Buttigieg and they beg black people to vote for his chump butt, there's going to be a fight in the black community because nobody comes out for any black issue. Why do we have to fight for illegals and sodomites? That doesn't make sense. They don't even fight for black sodomites. They don't get anything. If he does well in South Carolina, if he does well and he gets black votes, they're going to claim that people like that big, fat, sloppy pig, Reverend William Barber, the greasy pig from North Carolina, for the terror to the breach, I mean, the biggest breach is probably at his gastro bypass surgery because it's obviously not working. that's a breach right there. I'm just going to say to you that they've got a network of gay, black, and white preachers that are going to help him. So they may be buying people, and so he may pull an upset. If Buttigieg wins in South Carolina, it's going to be very hard between him and Bernie because neither one of them really turned black people on. But what Bernie does have is Nina Turner, who does look like Isaac Hayes with lipstick on and big hoop earrings. She's effective. He also has Butter Mike instead of Killer because the only thing he seems to kill is the chicken bin at KFC.
My goodness.
So anyway, just moving right along. Just saying that, so if Buttigieg does not get the black vote, then these gay billionaires are going to punish the black folks in South Carolina and across the country for being homophobic, and you'll see this in the news, and there'll be dong lick 'em on CNN, and everybody, even Al crapped on it because there's nothing sharp about his wicked ass. You're going to see a whole bunch of so-called black personalities pushing the black community to be more tolerant about sodomites and sodomy and sexuality. And both of them are all going to be leading the push that's trying to get people to embrace it more, don't hate. And they're going to be telling you about all the great gay black people that we need to acknowledge and that we need to stop doing this. Dr. King's dreams for this, right? And I left this out. I believe in death. In death, the truth will come out, and it could be any day now. I need to tell you, February 21st is John Lewis's 80th birthday.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Internet. I will be 80 years old if I live to the 21st, which is Friday, coming up. You know, I have stage 4 cancer. I'm glad it's in my pancreas because it could have been in my booty. Now, anyway, John Lewis could croak. If John Lewis should croak, the gay folks are going to make the biggest hero out of him of all times to make black folks feel good. Look at this man. He was gay. He was beaten for black people. Do you want him to take back his stand at the Pettus Bridge because of who he loved? Right, watch. Get ready for our people to play. And
well, he's getting, did you see where he's getting the award, the NAACP award?
Well, I mean, well, the one thing they can't give him is life, and that's waning very quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can stack them all up. In fact, they can stack them up posthumously. What I'm trying to say to you is if dudes should die during this year, and particularly during this month or during the election, they're going to make him out to be a gay icon. They're going to finally come out of the closet and say, well, a lot of us knew, but that wasn't really important to John. John cared about people. John, yes, John was gay, or John was, what would they say? He was omnisexual. He was married and had a son, but he also still, he liked all kinds of flesh, right? And they're going to say he was such a sensitive person and everyone loved him. He kept, right? Everyone loved him, right? That's probably what's killing him. We're going to have this John Lewis thing come out, and you're going to see Obama and all these folks. And if they get Pete Buttigieg to get the eulogy to be the speaker at John Lewis's funeral as a way to try to get him close to black people, some of our dumbass black people, oh, they're so stupid. They deserve to be in the age. I'm so tired of dumbass black people fighting about being shit. They're going to make Buttigieg and Obama, and they're going to – and oh, I think Obama's going to come out and say that John would have wanted us to support Pete because he's the way forward. He's young, and he represents the future of our party. Don't be surprised if you don't start hearing language just like what I said. He's young, and he's bright, and he's the future of our party. Watch. Remember, we had remember this show. And I'm thinking Buttigieg is going to do good in Georgia. And all he has to do is come up with some program about AIDS or something and whatever, and or have John Lewis say, vote for Buttigieg. And a lot of people say, honor John Lewis. I'm voting. I'm going to honor this man by voting for Buttigieg. He says he's okay, right? But,
yes.
But the nice thing about Buttigieg is that he's racist. The people from his city know he's racist, and they've been telling everyone. The same way certain people from Chicago told people about O'Faga, and nobody wanted to listen. So here we have it now. Here, work with me, work with me, work with me.
Mm-hmm.
Either black folks are going to be permanently made an appendage to the gay movement, or they're going to be vilified as homophobes by the organized gay community for not supporting Buttigieg. And what's going to end up happening is there's going to be a major war in the summer at the Democratic Convention that will be brokered, and I'm going to be laughing both my nuts off because they're going to go down in flames. Why? Because Donald Trump's people are unified. Whether they're racist, whatever they are on one point. I mean, if Donald Trump took a picture of his doo-doo, he'd get 150,000 people to come out and look at it.
Yeah, I believe that. That I do believe.
Put a little blonde hair on the top of it, like people come out and say, wow, that's so impressive. People love him. Nobody loves these demos. Nobody. They don't like anybody there. They're all strangers. They're all weird. Okay, they're boring to one another. You can't even get people to turn out and vote for them. So there's going to be low voter turnout. I believe the gay vote is going to be decisive. The compromise vote will be decisive. And black people might stay home. And that, and by the way, if Bernie wins, the folk who hate communism will come up. If Buttigieg wins or Bloomberg wins, black folks are either going to stay home or they're going to vote for Trump. We're going to have the most interesting black voter turnout this year in our history, and I love it. And I don't know if you're looking at the polls. They say up to 42% of black folks support Trump. Maybe they do. But
yeah,
the magic number he got last time, he got 1 point less than the magic number. Trump got 11% of the black vote last time.
Okay.
Had he had 12, it would have been even more decisive. I do think that Trump is going to get maybe 20% of the black vote. If he does, the Democrats are dead. If he gets vote in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, I mean, Texas, he's going to win all over again. And the beauty of him winning isn't so much that I like people that are bigoted, that don't want to do stuff about the environment, but it will smash the Democratic coon leadership of folks like Maxine Waters, Al Green, and all these other folks who won't do anything for us. On top of that, this impeachment that failed, Nancy Pelosi's ass is on the way out. And when she tore up the union, I really do think she started with her liquor tab and lost her temper. And
now you know better. She was angry about what he said.
Well, and probably hadn't had
she
a drink.
She knew that wasn't her task. Pardon me?
Well, anyway, well, if she could have had one of those little small airplane bottles, she would have been much more copacetic, you know. Anyway, it's time for me to leave you, sister, but you can just let everybody know I'll probably frequent you a little more if we do these late night. I don't want a whole lot of people calling in. I don't want to answer questions. I'm too annoyed at this time of the day. But if they want to be in touch, they can always email me at wrandyshort, which is also my PayPal. If you like my sense of humor or my analysis, drop a few dimes on the brother. Or my PayPal, which is Dr. Randy Short. Oh, yes, you can find it. Send me a piece, because it's going to get better. And pretty soon, my book I've been talking about for forever, I just did a new introduction. It's called Slavery's Mastery. That will be out very, very soon. I may even be able to send you pictures of that. More stuff is coming. Yeah, more is coming. So, yeah, right now I'm a struggling, starving writer. So, you know, but definitely have folks drop me a piece. PayPal or Patreon, Dr. Randy Short. You can reach me through Instagram, Randy Short, 1965. Facebook, Randy Short, Randy Lancaster Short, Randy L. Short. I'm in Can, Dr. W. Randy Short. You can find me if you want to talk serious people, not nuts. If you like have really weird religious views, please don't call me. I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible. Yes, Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have a problem with that, we're not talking to each other. Otherwise, serious thinking people, look, maybe I could do other programs with you. But anyway, Sister Antoinette and Tony.
Dr. Short, now, you think that Roger Stone is going to be let out?
Yes,
do you have an idea when that will take place?
The 21st on John Lewis's birthday. And that's also the same day that Malcolm X was killed, 55 years, 55th anniversary of Malcolm X assassination. Oh, my God, all this is coming together. I don't think that Trump is going to allow them to lock him up. With this new information that the juror hated Trump's guts, he would feel compelled to let his buddy go. So that's what I want to put at you. I want you to be encouraged. And I'm hoping that a couple of people, I know I get on people's nerves saying things like they are. I hope a couple of people are thinking and laughing, but thinking. Thinking.
Yes, well, we definitely want people to think. You know, we always want people to think, you know, to come to their own conclusion, to their own opinion. And, you know, and take it from there.
Right.
So I find it really, really interesting just with, you know, there's so much stuff that's going on today. You know, and that piece with, you know, Roger Stone is definitely interesting. Pardon me?
We got to talk about that coronavirus. I'll tell you this, Yang better not be drinking Corona beer. People would really think, oh, my God, he's stocking up. You know, they wouldn't think he's just trying to cool out. We'll talk on that, okay? So,
I don't drink, but, you know, Dr. Shirt, we have two cases in Delaware at the University of Delaware where, I'm not going to say their cases yet. They are quarantined, so they're, being checked. So,
We can talk about Corona later this week. I would happily do that. You know why? We got to talk about Corona. And, you know, a lot of the Chinese people, they've been really effing with black people of late. You know, I'm telling the truth. They've been nasty to us. And so imagine.
Oh, most definitely.
All these years get ugly, and then they get sick for bad shit. Now, you know, only God can do stuff like this. Oh, my God, it could be during biowarfare, which I think it might be. The question is, were they trying to make
You're not coming across clear.
Okay, let me see. Did they make up this corona?
Yeah, that's better.
For black people to try to take everything they had over in Africa, because you know that's where the Chinese want to go. And they're plenty of women there, because not only are their penises short, but their female population is shorter. So, you know,
I don't know what their penis is like. I'm not interested.
Well, their women aren't either. That's why they be killing African dudes over there. So just imagine being shorthanded downstairs and there's nobody to get with. And you're short, too. That's really too much for a man to go through. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
We want to hear from
well, that's because they had that one child. And, you know, so they prefer to have sons.
They do. But there's a very good documentary. I watched some of it today and then I had to turn it off. It's called One Child Nation. And this woman just boasts about all the babies.
I started watching that and I stopped. Yeah.
She boasts about all the babies she killed and all the awards she got. You know what? If they will kill babies like that, what are they putting in our food over here when they're cooking for us?
Hey,
so
come on. That's right. Look, I don't eat their food anymore. And I haven't ate it in a couple of years when they started doing all that stuff at the restaurants and things like that. You know, the people, I don't need that. Yeah, I don't need that food.
Black people, the corona is going to be an opportunity for black people to take a step and look at who they're spending their money with. And this corona thing, there's a theory that they stole this stuff from
Canada.
And then it went bad on the behind. Let me just tell you something. God doesn't like when you kill babies like that video that you told me. And this judgment, they said they killed 400 million babies in China. 400 million. That's a whole lot of babies killed.
Yes,
What do you think they will do in Africa if they get over there and the numbers that they want to be?
Well, if they don't have any concern for their own people, you know they don't have any for ours.
That's my point.
No, they
don't
care about black folks.
Corona might be intended for evil, but God's doing some good. You know, scare people, make people think about who is this that we're running after and trying to be like. And maybe I don't want to be the damn Karate Kid. Maybe I want to be the non-Corona Kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to be Chinese. I've been black all my life. I choose to stay black. Yeah, I've been so black all these many years, and we're not going to change it now.
You stay out of trouble?
Of course I do.
And I'll be back in touch with you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Dr. Shirt wasn't taking any calls, so... Well, Dr. Short, please go to Dr. Short's Cash App. Was the money sign Dr. Randy Short, his Cash App, and please help support him with his work and his research so that he can continue to bring so much enlightening information. And Dr. Short, we appreciate you.
Likewise. We have to do this again very soon.
Yes, we do. We definitely do. Okay,
bye.
Well, thank you very much for coming, and you have a good night.
Good
okay,
night.
Y'all, well, bye-bye. Okay, y'all, well, that wraps up this important breaking news episode. I want to thank you for joining me. And Dr. Short, and y'all have a good night.